Do you ever dream big but struggle to take the first step? Feel like fear and doubt hold you back from pursuing your passions? Could your inner child be playing a part? I have faith and I dream big, but I just never used to take any action. Then I realized my inner child's fears were holding me back. In this episode, I share my journey and how you can overcome similar struggles. I hope you like it. Hi, my friend. Welcome to the 1 Minute to Glory podcast. I'm your host, Alexandra Alvarez. I love to tune in with you every week. This episode, I hope that you feel refreshed or that it sparks curiosity or perhaps even gives you a different outlook on life. But at least I hope that you get something out of it. So have a listen. It seems that one of the most listened episodes in my podcast is actually one of the first one called Caring for Your Inner Child. It was an interview with Olivia, who is a coach. So feel free to listen to it and go back to all the previous episodes that have been aired so far. And I'd love to hear what you think also. I'm always curious for feedback, so don't hesitate to leave a message, subscribe, follow me, and send me even a DM on social media. I'll be just thrilled to hear from you. But it's been a couple months since the episode aired, and I have personally wrestled with the notion of the inner child. Who is this inner child? What do I do with it? What kind of space it has? And what kind of relationship do I have with my inner child? I definitely see the importance of caring for my inner child in my walk of life. Also because this inner child often embodies fear, all kinds of fears. And through studying about it a bit, I believe that it may be linked to my nervous system or my subconscious, especially if some events in my childhood happened at a very early age. And so it embodies fears and struggles, especially with trying new things. And I also came to the realization that it isn't my true self, but a protective aspect. And that understanding has been quite pivotal. So basically, I listened to two coaches that have been helpful to me to realize that, one, my inner child is not me, because my soul is just pure, is perfect. It's untouched by the world's destruction or people's choices in my life and difficulties, challenges, losses, and all kinds of dramatic and traumatic experiences. My soul is me in its purest form, just the way God intended it, just life before everything came to destroy it. And so that's a great realization for me, and I'll explain to you why. And then the second thing that I learned is that the inner child expresses fear is actually holding me back, right? Because it's protecting me from being me, especially if I decide to really go after things that my soul is telling me, right? We just don't go there because we're too fearful. So it's holding me back. But if I listen to what she has to say, like, what is it that you want me to? You want me to be safe. Oh, you want to protect me. That's why you're saying, I don't want to do this because it may potentially hurt you as it has, or people may not be as trusting as you think. Basically, you want to protect me. And you can ask yourself, what does your fear say to you? Don't think too much. Just see what comes up. Because if you think, then again, you're going to be thinking too much. You're not going to be in your heart. And your heart is truly where your soul dwells. So just answer that question for yourself and see what comes up. And once you understand what your inner child is trying to say, oh, you want me to be safe, you can thank your inner child, right? Thank you. Thank you for trying to help me. You want to help me. That's what you're trying to do. It's not helping, but you can say thank you. So it's all about navigating the relationship with my inner child. And that involves acknowledging its fears, which may not align with my genuine
desires and my soul's desires. Have you felt that dichotomy between the fearless, driven part of you when you are excited about something creative or dream that you have, a trip you want, something out of the ordinary? You're like, oh my gosh, really? That would be so much fun. That would be so exciting. Or a new relationship that you want. Something that doesn't have all the difficulties and complicated conversations that you've had with people before. Something light. I want something light. Where do I find that? You know? And then, so there's a dichotomy between that excited part of you and the protective or the fearful inner child. The one that says, be careful, you cannot trust anyone, it's unknown, and therefore you may lose yourself, you've never done it before, you may hurt yourself, who knows what will happen. So when faced with changes, especially in pursuits like art or work or going in nature, deciding to just stop a little bit the daily routines that we have and interrupt that flow, the inner child can disrupt the right flow of what we want, a desire for security. So the challenge lies in deciding really whether to listen to this inner child or to not let a child decide for you. The adult, dead with love and compassion for the inner child, you align with the soul's genuine aspirations. So establishing a relationship of love and compassion with the inner child seems crucial to me, as denial only would intensify its influence, right? If you're not listening to the fear of your inner child, you try to ignore it, it's not going to go away and it may potentially intensify. So there is a relationship that needs to take place. Let me listen, let me find this place where, okay, what is it that you're telling me? What do you want? What do you want? And it's a genuine concern, but it's just not helpful. And you can decide that for yourself. I have so many thoughts and I could talk about it a lot more. But my question to you is, have you ever encountered a similar struggle between your inner child's fears and your deeper desires? Perhaps in moments of change or insecurity, like when you're having a new baby or you're about to get married or you're falling in love, it's the early stages of a relationship, you're moving to a different city, you're changing school, whatever it is, a loss, all kinds of losses of a loved one, and now how to love again. Life will never be the same. So how to go back to yourself and find peace again and not let this inner child take over, right? Jesus said, and there were these two greatest commandments, love God and then love others as you love yourself. So I believe that this is part of loving ourselves and living with integrity when we do that, when we learn to lean into our inner child and to bring that inner child to align to our soul's purpose. This is a greater purpose for you. You're not born to just struggle. Right? Struggles are there already. We don't need to add to them or participate in them. We have to choose love. Also, the Bible says that fear has nothing to do with love. Actually, if we fear, if we choose to fear, because it's a choice, we do not choose love. And there's no peace then and no contentment to be found in fear. It's just paralyzing. And then you have tension in your body and you're doing things you don't want to do and you're going against yourself and then you're resentful and then it just gets passed on. So is it easy to follow your soul and to have that relationship of love and compassion? It isn't, but it is the best way to live, I believe. To choose love and compassion, to take yourself along, you know, your inner child, and to go do something great. Let's create something amazing in this life. Let's choose love and love other people. Because if I'm going through this, chances are everyone else is going through this. And I have no idea. And I feel disconnected and I feel lonely. So let's disrupt that. Let's have a relationship of love and compassion towards our inner child. And once we have that, I believe that we have so much more energy, so much more love, and more understanding. We can extend that compassion to other people when they hurt us. There's more patience in the process because of that love and compassion. So love covers over a multitude of trouble and aches and pain. I believe that. So let's choose love and compassion with our inner self today. Tell me if this resonates with you. Tell me your thoughts. What are you going through? Where is it the hardest for you to accept yourself or love yourself? What is the challenge? What are your fears? And share that with me. I'd love to hear that because you're not alone. I'm going through it. I've just started this podcast. I've started to do acting again. My children have difficulties at school and they don't feel love. And I'm like, oh, I know. Love and compassion. That's where I need to start. I can freak out about all these things, but love and compassion truly is what I want for myself. And that's what I know my children need, my husband needs, my neighbors, and everyone else. But it starts with you. It starts with me, right? We have to make a choice to respond to that love or to be frightful and shrink back. So much love from myself. I love you much. I want to hear from you. This is really important, I believe. And bye for now.
Whether your dreams involve finding a fulfilling relationship, pursuing a career you're passionate about, achieving personal growth, or are health-related, or any other aspiration, I hope you found this podcast episode helpful. And here are some key takeaways with actionable steps to overcome obstacles and collaborate with your inner child. Number one, acknowledge your inner child's fears. Pay attention to moments when you feel resistance to change or new experiences. Ask yourself, what fear might my inner child be trying to protect me from? Be aware of the thoughts that come to your mind. These thoughts may directly tell you what your inner child is fearing or feeling, and they may not be conscious to you. So pay attention. For example, if you have a negative thought about trying a new class, it might be your inner child fearing rejection or failure. Number two, cultivate compassion for your inner child. Thank your inner child for trying to keep you safe, even if their fears are actually holding you back. Three, reassure your inner child. Let your inner child know you're an adult now and can handle challenges. You can say, I understand you're scared, but I'm here for you. We can do this together. Number four, align with your soul's desires. Reconnect with your passions and dreams. Ask yourself, what truly excites me, even if it feels scary? Number five, take action with courage and love. Even small steps forward can build confidence. Choose love for yourself and your inner child as you move towards your goal. God already loves you. God's love for you is unwavering, ensuring that you will be okay and capable of confronting your fears. Rest assured, things will work out for you.
I hope you enjoyed this episode. I'd love to hear from you, so please leave a review below or on Apple Podcast. If you found today's message encouraging, please consider sharing it with someone who might benefit. Your support helps us also reach more listeners. Thank you. Bye for now.